Daniel chapter 7. I want to show you something. Now, and with this, I can tell you the enforcement of prayer. When we pray, how prayer is now answered. Then when we speak, how that word we speak is now enforced. That's what I want to show you. And when you come to this subject, you are dealing with the ministry of angels. When you are talking about answered prayer, you are dealing with the ministry of angels. Put it in another way. God does not run up and down. He runs his government through delegation. So thrones were set in place. The Ancient of Days took his seat. And this Antichrist, how he was knocked out. So you will see. And his clothing was as white as snow. This is where, you know, his hair was white like wool. That's where judges got it. Because, you know, what we run is canon law. It's derived from the Bible. Our legal system came from Britain. So, they looked at how the court of heaven runs. And they created the sentence. Then how intercessors make their case in the court, and that's how you create lawyers. What you call priesthood in the heaven's temple of justice and their role for human beings in the society is what the legal profession is meant to do. It's supposed to be that even when everything fails, that place should not fail. It should be the one that can rescue the poor, rescue the needy, still fight for the rights of people. But now, corrupted too. You can see what the state of society becomes like when that place gets corrupted. It's like the corruption of the medical institution. That a doctor now, that is supposed to be saving life, is one harvesting people's organ. So that I just gave you those two examples to give you a picture of what happens when priesthood is corrupted. His hair like wool, his throne flaming with fire. And I told you it's a flying saucer. If you go to Ezekiel, you will see the full detail. It has wheels, a blaze, and if the throne. The man needs to move. Like there are sometimes prayer, it makes him come. He doesn't need to stand up. He will sit down. The thing he's sitting on takes him, and he moves in circular. Anytime you see a wide wind, this wind that moves in circular, an entity is traveling. It's either demonic or divine. Yes, when God moves, you will see that. If you turn to Ezekiel now to read where this flying thing, which is the throne of God, it has wheels, it has. They have known all this technology about flight and all this long before we started knowing how to invent them. The first thing Ezekiel will tell you, I saw a wide wind. The wind is moving, but in the middle of it is actually somebody traveling. And this time is the Almighty. The other times, there are demons too. Because they all learn that technology. When they fail, they still use it. Or even witches use it. Some witches know how to do. The thing will turn like this. They take off. Yes. You know, I was with a group of my friends and we are going. And I don't know what is tornado or whatever. But it was a wind. And this type that happened in the desert, and it was throwing things, dust everywhere. Sand was entering people's eyes, and sand entered part of my eyes. So I closed my eyes and bent like this. Then I remembered. And when I remember, I pointed at it. Whosoever you are, I identify myself. I'm a servant of God. I'm a child of God. And in the name of Jesus, I tell you, take that direction. He just obeyed me, turned. All my friends were shocked. He turned and followed that direction and went. Tornadoes can be redirected. Hurricanes can be redirected. All of you must start learning this thing now. Because these last days we are living in, there are all kinds of things we are going to see. But the people of God will still be ruling. Fourth dimension rules everything in the third dimension. You can also send it back to heaven. One time it was coming in a particular way, a group of prayer meeting. I asked it to return back. And the wind that had just touched it went back and vanished. Because it's an entity. Sometimes they are angels or sometimes they are demons. These are the things Jesus means by saying, if you speak to that mountain. One time he turned and used another metaphor. He said, you see that sycamore tree? If you have faith like it, you can tell it be protected from the root and be planted in the middle of the sea and it will obey you. How does a human being move a tree without touching it with words? Everything you see in creation has ear. You see the financial market and the financial world, they have ear. You can reorder certain things from here now. That's what a group of business people in Lagos threw a challenge to me, because they had goods that had not been sold for over 2 years, machines, all kinds of things. And I wondered, when I said 2 weeks it will be sold, they said, who are you? You are not your pastor. What do you know about business? And the Holy Spirit whispered to me, okay, show them something so that they will learn who God is. So how the enforcement of that is what I want to show you now. Because court rules, but it is not the same court that run around to enforce that judgment. Court does the ruling, the police does enforcement. It's a force. You have other forces too. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound by heaven. Whatever you rule on earth shall be carried out by heaven. This we are given authority to share in Christ's throne. He exalted us with him, made us to sit with him at the right hand of the heavenly place, made us sharers of his authority. Because we are the ones representing him on the earth, so that we can exercise his rulership and his dominion on the earth. He said he has made us kings and priests unto our God, and we will rule on the earth. Here, ruling the third dimension, from the fourth dimension. Okay, verse 10. A river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Thousands of, and I want you to watch now. This is court. There are thousands upon thousands attended to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. That is not the best way. They are trying to, this is, you see, at the time they are writing this, there is no word in millions. They don't know how to count. You stop in thousands. So anything beyond, like billions, you have to do it in multiples of thousands. What exactly is that they are writing here? Remember that we stop at verse 10. Go to Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. I want you to see the same record. If you go to chapter 5, it is the throne again, but this time a different person was invited. The other time it was Daniel, now it's John. I have been invited so I can tell you in reality. I've been invited not just once. I beheld, I heard the voice of many angels around where? That throne. You see that throne again? Here, he didn't bother to describe it. The other man described it for you. That throne, the beasts, that's another group of creatures there. The elders, another group. Daniel didn't want to. Daniel said there were other thrones and people sitting on it. Here, you know who they are. They are called elders. There are 24 of them. And then, and the number of them. Now, I want to watch that number that he was trying to calculate there. Is 10,000 times 10,000. What is that one now? 100 million. Is that not it? Then thousands of thousands. Okay, let's do thousands of thousands. Remove the S in both. Let's just take one. 1,000 times 100 million is 100 billion. The other 1,000 times 100 billion is 100 trillion. But yet, the thousands are plural. The other two, we don't know what that number is called. So I like to stay with my 100 trillion angels. Meanwhile, my book of Hebrews said innumerable, uncountable number of angels. So I need five guys, young guys, please come. Five. So let me show you how enforcement is done. I need one seat here. I need somebody to be seated. And I want the person, Elemon is wearing white. I want him to sit. He's our Oga. With all respect to just drama to illustrate. Yeah. Okay, you come. I want to watch in this rank, and in this order. You represent the elders. So what will happen here is there will be 24 seats round. You guys sit. So if I really want to carry it out, I'll bring those 24 seats. You'll be seated. And then there will be another seat here on which Christ sits. Which one is your right hand? Yeah, here. There will be another seat. Can you get me another seat? Who else is wearing white? Please come. Come, my dear. Come on, sit down. Get me one more seat. There is a third seat. Which one is your right hand? Here. Yeah. Put that seat here. I think it's Pastor Jerry I want to invite. Come. He's training in dominion. This is the exalted throne of God. This is Jesus at his right hand. But there's one more seat at the center here. This one, do you know who this one is careful? Everyone say you and I. Everyone say you and I. Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. You know what shocks me? They didn't put us out there. They put us in the ruling class. If you look at the royal family in Britain, you know the position of Prince Williams. The position of Prince, what's the other one? Harry, the position of all those members of the royal, that's our place. Usually when you have the king, there will be a queen. The day the king was being crowned, was the queen not also crowned? That's what the scripture is saying. That when he was, put it up, let them see it. We will come back here, where we stop in Daniel 7 verse 10. We will come back. It is Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. Please put it up. Let them see. God raised us up with Christ. When he raised him and exalted him, he also did that for his queen, his bride, which is the church, you. Then he made us to sit with him, where? So our dominion flows from the fourth dimension. If we start playing here, we are going to lose, because Satan is the god of this world until when he is cast out. It is that time we will also rule with Christ 1,000 years. But here is the one running the system. Can't you see how the whole world is out of shape? Now, I don't have enough, maybe, if not, because if I were doing this like here now, we can count that seat and make sure there are 24. This, the elders, this man is just one of them to represent them. There are 24. 12 were Old Testament patriarchs because of the covenant the father made with Israel. The father is married to has a bride, is Israel. The son has a bride, is the ecclesia, the church. Israel too is prince of power with God that also rules. Even in the Old Testament, they had tremendous power with God. So that's what these elders represent. They sit here, but they are not. There is a second layer of power around the throne. These ones are called the cherubims. So that throne that flies has wheels, but it has four drivers. The cherubim has about seven functions. I don't have time to discuss them. For example, they are the guidance of the throne. They are angels of fire. If you near that place, before God even says anything, you're already born to ashes. But they also travel faster than the speed of light and thought and whatever you can generate. Now, if you want to understand how they are, because there are four. When Moses was told to do a copy of the throne of God, and it's the Ark of Covenant, he was also instructed to create four priests. They put poles. How do I illustrate this for you? Poles on it. So on this side, there's one priest carrying. On this side, there's one priest. In the front side, this side, there's one priest. On this side, there's one priest. They carry, that thing they're carrying is God's throne. So when the ark is carried and is moving, the glory of God is moved. But in heaven, it is these four creatures that carry that throne. That throne is a flying saucer. And now they are designed in a way that they don't need to turn. Whichever direction, so they don't control the direction. The God controls the direction because God filled them with His Spirit. His Spirit is inside them and inside the wheel. I don't want to go too much because that's not my assignment. I'm going to one class. Things have to get out of hand that requires God direct intervention. Then you see cherubs, they will come in. But if, and anytime they come into a place, fire. You see fire of God, revival. So that's when we pray for a move of God, hit to a point. They visit the earth, circulate. There will be commotions everywhere. People will be repenting. Things will be happening. We want to see God move in Nigeria. We have to make a demand. Let His throne move. Just one circle around this country. Just one circle. Just one. In this place, a lot of people will have encounters. They will be coming up. A lot of people. Some very prominent people. Some young men and women. Some of the people that have been killing people. Everyone lift up your hands. Pray in the spirit for 1 minute. We are now entering into some deadly zone. Fire needs to break out. Fire. Fire needs to break out in Lagos. Fire needs to break out in Abuja. Fire needs to break out in Kano. Fire needs to break out in Kaduna. Fire needs to break out in Maiduguri. It is unstoppable. It's a move of God. But God requires His people to cooperate with Him in prayer. Mighty name. And forgive me for my poor representation. You see how I put them all on the same level. That's not how it is. So God's throne is so highly exalted that from the floor of heaven you look up to it. You know how we look up to the sun? Because that throne is the sun in that planet. They don't have electric bulbs. They don't have candlesticks. They don't have anything. So you can imagine from where it gives light to the whole place. It's a type of energy they use there. It's not solar. It's not electricity. It's not wind. It's not. It's Shekinah's glory. That every other thing in heaven worship bows. It's not on the same level, plane. But let's leave that for now. There's another layer of angels that are around the throne. This one, come and stand. They are called seraphims. They also have some deadly ministry. Sometimes people confuse them with the cherubims. No, the one has six wings, the other has four. But let's leave it for another day. There is a fourth installment around the throne. These ones are called orephims. So you have cherubims, you have seraphims, and you have orephims. And these are the ones that are my concern today. There are seven in number. Can I get seven guys? See, this is one already. Are you up to seven? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now, you're 8. No, one has to go. Okay, you're small. Actually, you guys are poor representation. Everything here is poor representation. That's why it's drama of what we're talking about. Because all the things are called what? Archangels. And all of you think there are three archangels. Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer. And one of them fell. So God has only two left. No. Lucifer was never an archangel. Lucifer belongs to the rank of cherubims. This group. It was an anointed cherub. Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, and Co. Raguel, they are the ones that are called archangels. They call them orephims because they are the highest ranking. If you remove the other layers, when it comes to enforcement, and that's where I want to talk tonight, then Ogakom, you represent angels. But now I want you to see how angels are. Angels are grouped. You are Michael. Michael has billions of angels he commands. Don't hold his hand. He's your commander. He's not your mates. These people are generals, the military generals. And in the creation, they are heights. Because it is one or two of them that fathered what you call giants in those days, the time of Noah. Their offsprings were giants. So you can have an idea of what they look like. One of them, his head touches this roof. Some others are designed. You can imagine in Revelation. Please, put it up. We'll come back to Revelation 7:10. The Bible says, one angel put his foot in the sea and one foot on the land. Do you know how deep the ocean is? You know how deep it is? And you stand there, put one leg on the ground, and you are still tall up in this way. And the guy lifted his hand. That angel, if you go to Daniel chapter 12, you meet him again. And swore by him that made the heavens and the earth that there will be times no more. That at the time of the sounding of the seventh trumpet, the mysteries of God will be finished as revealed to his servants the prophets. And when he speaks, seven thunders will respond. Please start from verse 1. Revelation 10. I want verse 1. I saw another. Everyone said mighty. Anytime you see ark, anytime you see might, they are dealing with archangels. Anytime you see, there's another word that is used to describe them. When Gabriel was talking to Daniel about Michael and Jermichael, he said, Michael, the chief prince, chief, is an archangel, he's a general that he's talking about. Michael came to her, assist Gabriel over issues about patient. I saw a mighty angel. There are some angels that are going. I'm not just preaching on. There are some angels that are now being commanded to start visiting the earth. One of them can use hand and remove Africa from the map. I mean the continent. Just remove, lift it, and bury it in the sea. Do you know how big Nigeria is? Do you know how weight all the mountains in this country, plus the soil, the rocks, and all the buildings on top of it? Just Nigeria. That one human being, creature that looks like a man, we just use one hand, lift it, and crush the whole thing. That's why when we're talking about the wall of Jericho, and how it is these people, they just pressed it into the ground. The ground vibrated and opened up. And walls that chariots, seven chariots with horses lined up like this will be running on. You press it in the ground. I want you to get ready, because these are the kind of power forces that are going to be responding to your prayers. Respond. I'm talking about enforcement, how prayers are actually carried out. It is revelation that creates faith. When you know, then boldness can come into you. You are weakly because you don't know. They that know their God, they that know their God, they that know their God shall be strong, and they will do exploits. Do you see where you are seated? You are seated with the boss. You are supposed to rule with your words. You are supposed to rule with your words. But you are not supposed to execute your own plan or counsel. You find out what is in the heart of the master. That's what you legislate on the earth. One of the laws that governs dominion, the boundary God set for it. If you take dominion outside it, dominion collapses. It is his will that we are to enforce on the earth. That means you must know that book. There is faith begins where the will of God is known. The foundation for faith is the knowledge and revelation of God's word. It's that constitution we're enforcing. I'm talking about enforcement. Everyone say enforcement. We are the agents for enforcing God's will on the earth. But we do the legislating. The angels do the enforcing. A mighty angel came down from heaven, clothed with a cloud and rainbow upon his head. These kind of angels. And his face was as it were the sun. It's only Jesus that they describe like this, but some angels are close. His feet as pillars of fire. This is the kind of thing he used to describe God. But some angels are close. Now watch verse 2. And he laid his hand on a little book. He had in his hand a little book open. And he set his right foot on the sea, his left foot on earth. Verse 3. And he cried with a loud. There are some of them, when they cry, it is like you brought 1,000 lions to roar. He cried with a loud voice, like when a lion roars. And when he cried, 7 thunders uttered their voices. You're talking about forces of nature. Oh, it's angels that rule all of them. Each area of creation has a group of angels assigned to govern it with a chief over them. I was climbing, what's this mountain in Calabar? Obudukate Ranch. We went at the wrong time during rainy season. The clouds come cover the place in the wrong time, and such a dangerous thing, because you don't have got anything to hold you. Valleys, you fall, can fall how many feet? So, and we had gone halfway when this cloud covered us. We couldn't see. So immediately I made up my mind that we have to go back, but we are halfway. Then how do you now turn? And you know what is shocking about that road, that narrow road? Cars are coming this way. Cars are going up. How do you do that? On this side, there is nothing you can fall off into. Actually, the mountain takes you to the sky where the cloud is. Of course, when we finally got there, you wake up in the morning, you can't see. I bring the children. We're inside my parlor in the hotel. What's the name of that hotel? Protea Hotel. Where you can't see. You can't even see the Bible you want to read. You can't see the children's face. The glory cloud has covered them, but it's not the one that came with Moses. It's literally, you are inside the cloud. Anyway, so to drive, we're not in trouble. Okay, to turn, this thing has covered, we're in trouble. How do you see the edge where you are? So we parked on the side, and there was this kind of hopeless, and I said, Lord, okay. As I was praying, talking to the Lord, the Holy Spirit now gave me a rhema. It reminded me. He said, the way you have local government chairman, you have federal government, you have state government, you have local government chairman, you have ward. He said, that's how God's government is broken, that the angelic structure breaks down to locality. It now breaks down to family, then finally breaks down to the one you call guardian angel, to individuals. That there is a ranking all the way to the throne. He said, speak to the one in charge of this locality to leave the cloud. That's their job. So I said, I first identify myself that I'm part of that kingdom, God's kingdom. I'm a child. And when I identify myself, and I said, in the name of Jesus, whosoever my heavenly Father, who rules the universe, who made it, appointed here to be governing this territory. And whichever is the angel that is in charge of the cloud, you can see our state here. Leave this thing so that we can go. As I just finished speaking, I'm not telling you story. How a series of mobile policemen will be. The cloud lifted and the road cleared and we drove up. So no need to turn again. And we drove up. The thing shocked my children, shocked. So when we finished, the next day we woke up to do devotion. This thing was everywhere. We managed, prayed, finished all that. But while we were praying, the Lord said, I want these kids to have faith. Not the faith of their father. I want them to have faith, to know me. So when you finish praying, bring them outside the door and speak to the one in charge to leave the cloud from the whole mountain, the whole Ubud. He said, this time they will believe that there is God. Are you guys hearing? Just like someone in charge of thunder, someone in charge of lightning, someone in charge of the river, there are someone in charge of. In the book of Revelation, you see also angel of the river, this one of this, angel in charge of. So all these plagues that will happen, which are manipulations of the laws of nature, similar to what Moses did in Egypt, it's angels. So Moses said, speaks. This time they tell him it's over the water. These angels will go. They know the technology that turns water to blood. He speaks, sand turns to flies, or whatever he says, and start biting people to punish Egypt, for punish Pharaoh and his people for all his stubbornness. There are certain type of signs that the body of Christ will step into as they begin to get the revelation of what I'm telling you now. There will be signs in the heavens, signs on the earth, vapors of smoke, pillars of fire before the great and terrible day of the Lord. Sometimes it's a community, you have finished preaching, but they tell you that no rain has fallen here for years. So, you know, in the morning, I spoke to that because, you see, that's what grammar. Faith is based on revelation. It's based on rhema, not logos, not head knowledge. So, in the name of the Lord, I spoke to him again because I'm speaking based on what authority from heaven. I spoke that the angels that are in charge of this Obudu ranch, I want them to lift this cloud from the mountain, drive it further away towards Keberum and other mountains that are far. Because God wants to show the people here that He's God. Then I had villagers who were to take us on a tour. We wanted to do tour, but we can't go now because of this thing. It's in the morning. I had mobile policemen. I have all kinds of people that came from Calabar Church. They drove from there about 4 hours or there, but to come and meet us there. So I said, leave the cloud. You are the one that governed this. And the cloud lifted. We were watching it. Within about 2 minutes, they went far towards Cameroon and other places. The people came out. There's even a church on that place. They wanted me to host them. They said that in how many years that it has never happened, that it's not possible. That they can't understand how. And you know what God did? He kept it for 3 days while we are there. Just doing it that morning is enough. But he kept it for 3 days. The day we were leaving, we finished praying and we all drove down clear. It was after they told me, after you people left, the thing returned and covered the mountain. Why is this possible? Sometimes we might be in dangerous situations. The pilot will not be able to see his way. And things are happening up there. you forget that it is weather, that is your father that created it, and that there are departments of angels that control that. It might be in the sea, you are to, and it's a wave. You forget that the wave, they are ruled by a certain class of angels. There is your father. Talk to his throne. Ask him to overrule the situation. But beyond that, Jesus was not saying, Lord, help us, save us. Jesus spoke to the storm. Peace, be still. And all that thing went quiet. Because there are forces behind it. It's you, because you can't see. You think it's just water. They said, rain has not fallen in this community for the past 3 years. You tell them, bring out your traditional that today rain is going to fall. I want people to know that there is a living God. You see how you sack idols? All these stupid things that are all worshiping. There are some type of signs. Then you lift up your hands and say, Lord, I know you talk to heaven. That these people will know that you are the living God. I'm not doing it to show off or anything. I'm doing it that they will know your son Jesus, who you crucified, who died for their sin. They don't know. They are hidden. That they will know you, the only true God. And I ask that the angel that controls rain and controls the windows of heaven will unlock it. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, let it pour down this year so that there will be harvest and the people of this community can go back to their farming. And you complete. You know what I taught you? You had that note of victory. You tell the tradition, everybody go home. If you have clothes outside, bring it in. If you have animals outside, bring them in. If you have anything, because there's going to be a heavy downpour this night. Of course, you know such things. Some will listen. Others will say, it's church. They think he's, just a church person. No. And then, 8 o'clock, thunder. You say, what's happening? Then, and once you see that one of these enforcers has gone forth, and now some of his men, because they are general, they command, they have deployed some of his men. And next thing, it will fall and rain and rain and rain. Some roofs will even lift up, depending on what orders they obtain. If you didn't want that, you say no problem, nothing will happen. If it's where we want to do some punishments, we can ask them all the shrines, if they remove all their roofs, knock down their houses. They will carry tree, a whole big tree, knock a shrine, knock the God down. It's these men that do it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now in the days of his power, that the world will know that you are the Son of God. That's why, in a few minutes, there are some things we're going to trigger. Oh, my time is actually gone. Oh, my God. You see, the financial market this year, it will respect you. You see, the market forces, lift your hand up. We command it to align for your good. Father, the forces that govern the markets, that govern the commerce in this nation, reconfigure them, realign them for the good of your children, for their good. In the name of Jesus Christ, beyond this nation, those that are watching from around the world and those that will come after, those ministering spirits who are the agents of financial intervention, let them go forth right now, Lord. Shift mountains, shift structures, shift policies, shift whatever that needs to be shifted to turn the thing around for the favor of Zion, for the favor of your children. Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. Yes, please. And when he has opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about half an hour. Then verse 2. And I saw, you see, the orophims. There are not two archangels or three. They are the mighty princes that stand before God. Michael commands the military arm. You know, one of these orphans, his name is Raphael. That is the one that is behind healing ministry and deliverance. I don't care anything, what you call sickness. They even have departments that do operation. It's something they don't have there. If you see what they have there, you'll be shocked. Why we don't have faith is because we don't have revelation. We don't have understanding. That's why you are wondering how that person will be healed. You don't understand. They can do a surgery on your brain, complete all the nonsense gone, and you will see a mark. They have departments that actually they can cut off this leg that is broken, cut off the other part, join back. They have part, the ones that are in charge of spare parts. And the God that commands all of them is Raphael. It's just like the armed forces. They have the Marines, they have the Navy, they have all kinds of, if they want to bomb a nation, when God wants to execute judgment, he sends Michael. When he wants to carry out war, he sends Michael. He's in charge of chaos. If you want this place, the ground to open now, the whole Abuja buried into the ground, he sends Michael. Under him, you know how you have different expertise on the military and okay, paramilitary forces, all kinds of capabilities. He can stand in space and just stretch his sword. These angels will go and carry out all kinds of stuff. It's the same thing with Raphael when he's in operation in the healing. Uriel is wisdom, the secret things of God. When you're praying for spirit of wisdom, Uriel is the one that gave Daniel, John, the book of Revelation. You see all those things he wrote there. The person is Uriel. He's the angel of wisdom, angel of revelation. Now, you see how God made them. They are not omnipotent, they are not omniscience. So, if it is war, Uriel is heading to, and he meets some kind of warfare, Michael will come in. Not that Uriel can't fight. They're all warriors. So that he can go and do his job. Think about when man has not known anything called flood. He gave Noah a blueprint how to build something and he floated. So if you're talking about technology and all kinds of invention, secret wisdom, there are secret things God wants to reveal that will put you in billions. There are things he's going to reveal. Everyone put up your hand, pray in the spirit for a minute. My God, because now God is asking me to teach you that so deployment can start. Deployment can start. Deployment can start. He said you shall hear a voice behind it saying, this is the way, walk in it. Deployment can start. All the mathematical formulas, scientific formulas, the ones they have not even known, this man knows them. Shagabarakadam. Zegedebakokop. How are you? There are some of these angels that are in charge of promotion in government, promotion in business, promotion, their job. They can take a poor man now, lift him. And they also have the technology for humbling people, bringing people down. Pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit. Things are going to shift in your business, in your family. Shift. Quantum shifts. Lord, let them go forth.
ministry spirits that you send to minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation, let them go forth. Let them go forth to ship billions, to ship hundreds of millions, to ship hundreds of thousands, depending on what people are demanding, depending on what your people are believing you for. You come. Those canker worms that ate your harvest, that ate up your lose him and let him go. And return what belongs to him. Return everything. Let there be complete restoration and restoration, complete recovery. Have angels in charge of marriage, arranging relationships. You saw what Raphael did for that lady. Lift up your hands, pray in the spirit. What you call forth this year, many of you that are not married, this is going to be your year. I release angels on assignment. Father, let them go forth to knock off every obstacle, every confusion, everything that's blocking their way. And arrange the path of your people to fall, the lines to fall for them in the goodly places. There will be hundreds of people that are going to emerge out of this meeting that will begin to flow in the billion realm of finances, that will begin to handle mega contracts, that begin to handle mega businesses. Enlargement, 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 expansion, expansion. Let an anointing for billions, let an anointing for millions, let an anointing for hundreds of millions, let the anointing for billions.
He the very
Come first. Where is our God? Please come. Amen. Can somebody stand behind him? A female. The strength to conceive, carry through. Apapapata. Hush! Assign them, Lord, to go and help and turn the story around for the family. Give them double for their trouble, Lord. Let them make 100% recovery and move forward. In the close with this. If you watch end time events, three set of people control it. First, the seventh seal is our master who is opening them. God is the one in charge of history. Don't be frightened by anything you see happening. Where they want to restrain Satan, they restrain him. And where we want Satan to be restrained, we appeal to the court of heaven to restrain him. Then you will see in chapter 8. Put up that scripture. Put it up. Don't touch the scripture. These seven angels were the ones in charge of the second layer of events. And when they started operating, you will see forces of nature. How they were destroying vegetation, destroying all sorts of things. That's the way they have power to do the destruction. Because tribulation, they are to bring judgment. That's how they also have power for reversal. That's why before they started their work, look at verse 3. Another angel came to tell them, restrain, let's do something. Another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And it was given to him much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of the saints upon the golden altar, which was in heaven. When they took me and they were educating me, they told me, it is this verse 3 that governs everything those angels will be doing. And no matter what they are going to implement in the last day, it will be happening in deference and in respect to the prayers of the saints that are on the earth. Your prayers is what rules. After they've offered the prayers of the saints, watch verse 4. The smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended before God out of the angel's hand. Then verse 5. And the angel took the censer filled with the fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thundering and lightning and earthquake. Then these seven archangels got ready to do their job. Yes, and the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. So whether you hear about earthquake there, hear about something there, don't be frightened. It is the government you belong to that is ruling. It's the fourth dimension that rules this world. These buttons are being pressed from the other. Just like when Moses was pressing it in Egypt, and you see the results. All types of forces of nature were at his beck and call. That dimension of oppression is where you are stepping into. There is faith to move mountains, then there is also faith to weather storms.
to be able to go through tribulation, difficult times, and stand strong. The heroes of faith were not only those who quenched the valleys of fire and all that. They were those who went through tribulations and sufferings and all that and triumphed. There were men who were thrown into fire, fire can't burn them. There were those thrown into lions that lion can't eat them because of the ministry of angels. The angels that control fire are the ones that control water. If you go read the activities that followed after they started sounding, then when this season ended, the final season of tribulation came, these same seven angels went, this time they were given veil, like buckets filled with the wrath of the Almighty God. It's these same guys again. The whole of the future of the nations is in the hand of Jesus and his angels. And it is regulated by the prayers of the saints. God knows that we are here. What he's doing, he is aware that you and I are here. Your role in the unfolding of God's plan, one is your prayer ministry. The other is now going out to win the lost. Go back to that Daniel 7 so I can close. Verse 10 is where you stopped. So the court was seated and the books were opened. Look at verse 11. And I continued to watch because of the boastful words, the horn, is the beast, the Antichrist, was speaking. I kept looking until the beast was slain and his body destroyed and thrown into blazing fire. You see, it is that court that gave the judgment. They gave him 3.5 years or 7 years to do what he's doing. When they got tired, they gave a ruling for him to be taken out. Look at the next verse. The other beast have been stripped of the authority because they are also 10 horns ruling with him. But they were allowed to live for a period of time. Verse 13. In my night vision, I looked. Before me was one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of this Jesus. Verse 14. Okay, let's read that thing completely. When the Son of Man came, he's seen Jesus ascending after he suffered. He came with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. This after he died on the cross, did all that. Watch what happened to him. Verse 14. And he was given authority and glory and sovereign power that all nations and peoples of every language will worship him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away. His kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. After the court gave that, then they made a way for him to return here and begin the 1,000 years rule. And you will see that part of what he did as he was coming will clean up the beast, destroy his army, and what we call the Battle of Armageddon. It's first a ruling from heaven, then implementation on the earth. That's why the day he was coming, riding away, Bible said the armies that are in heaven followed him on white horses. Why? To enforce, because there will be resistance when they get here. He took care of the Antichrist and his army. So the Bible said the kingdom of God is like a man who went to a far country to obtain a kingdom. Anytime issues, go there first. Settle it till you get a note of victory. Then you can now stand up and speak. Go there first. That's why we're given this access in prayer. That we have boldness to come to the throne of grace through the blood of Jesus. God bless you. Provide us communion. I will see you tomorrow morning. God bless you guys.